Thank you, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 4th of May. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Cornwall 1011 losing its identity by midnight tonight. New low expected northern Scotland 1014 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking North Utsira. Westerly or northwesterly, veering northeasterly for a time, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Viking. Rain, wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties Cromarty, west or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Fourth Tyne Dogger, variable, mainly southwest at first, 4 or less, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later in 4th. Rain, moderate or good. Fisher, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers, good. German Bight, variable, becoming northeast 2 to 4, showers later, good. Humber, northeast becoming variable 2 to 4, rain and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Thames, Dover, Wight. Variable 4 or less becoming northeast 3 to 5. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery at times. Fog banks, fair later. Moderate to very poor, becoming good later. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Variable, mainly northwest later, 4 or less. Showers, thundery except in Plymouth. Good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, but variable 2 to 4 until later in the east. Rain or showers, thundery in Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic at first in Lundy, otherwise north or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers, thundery in Lundy, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Northeast 3 to 5, backing north or northwest 2 to 4. Showers, good. Shannon, north or northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or northwest 3 to 5, veering north 4 to 6. Occasionally 7 in Bailey. Showers, good. Occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain, wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Northwest 2, 19 miles, 1015, steady. Stornoway. Southwest by west 3, 30 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Lerwick, calm, 22 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Lucas, southwest by south 1, recent rain, 6 miles, 1014, steady. Bridlington, north-northeast 3, 1013, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 4, 8 miles, 1011. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 3, 5 miles, 1012. Jersey, northwest 2, mist 2 miles, 1012, steady. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south southwest 2, 1012. Scilly Automatic, west 1, 4 miles, 1011, steady. Valentia, north northeast 3, 16 miles, 1015, now falling. Ronaldsway, north by west 2, 19 miles, 1014, rising slowly. And Malinhead, north by west 3, 19 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Now, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a slack area of low pressure will move south over the continent, allowing a weak ridge of high pressure to follow from the north today. Rain or showers will affect the coastal waters, with fog in the southeast and thundery showers possible in the Bristol Channel. Then a cold northerly flow is expected tomorrow before another high builds in the north on Wednesday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the north, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwesterly 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, showers, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, good. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 4 or less, becoming northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in the east. Rain with fog banks, fair later, moderate to very poor, becoming good later. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5. Showers and fog patches, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwest veering northeast later 3 or 4. Showers and fog patches, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 4 or less, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 4 or less, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northeast 3 or 4, backing north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northeast backing northwest, becoming variable for a time 2 to 4. Showers, good. The Isle of Man. North or northwest 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, north or northwest 2 to 4, showers, good. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 3 or 4, showers, good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West or northwest 3 or 4, veering north 4 to 6 later, showers, good. Occasionally moderate. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West or southwest 4 or 5, veering north 5 or 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. And the Shetland Isles. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic becoming northwest later 4 to 6. Occasional rain or sleet, wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And we'll just finish with a repeat of the general situation. A slack area of low pressure will move south over the continent, allowing a weak ridge of high pressure to follow from the north today. Rain or showers will affect coastal waters, with fog in the southeast and thundery showers possible in the Bristol Channel. Then a cold northerly flow is expected tomorrow before another high builds in the north on Wednesday. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for prayer for the day with Father Philip Blackledge of Holy Trinity Episcopal Church in Melrose.
Good morning. I hope you're having a good bank holiday weekend. When I was growing up, there was something kind of magical about a bank holiday. I remember thinking how important banks must be that everyone else stopped working when they stopped. And in those days, they did. Banks and shops and almost everything was shut. Because of that, activities were simpler. Going out on bikes with friends, or a family trip in the car to see a local ruined monastery or place where you could sit and have a picnic. long into the past, holidays or holy days were times of celebration and rest, a time for communal eating, singing together and worshipping God, much of which we still do in a more ritual form in church and in a more relaxed way at home. And even now, in a world where everyone seems to need more and more stimulation and interest, that word embedded in our language, holiday, holy day, is a reminder of the God who says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We often have our burdens to bear, real and difficult troubles. But that makes it all the more essential that those of us who are fortunate enough should savour those holy days when we may be at rest from the world and where we have space to quiet our minds. Almighty God, your Son called us to come to him that our yoke may be easy and our burden light. Give us the wisdom to remove from our shoulders the weight of anxiety and worry, the fear of the future and the regrets of the past. Take from us the heaviness of this world, and put upon us the lightness of your love. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose burden was borne for all of us. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Father Philip Blake.